105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A new CNN ORC poll out this morning gives Hillary Clinton a lead over Donald Trump, but not by much. Clinton is on top 47% to 42%, according to that poll, and just 22% of registered voters say their minds could change between now and Election Day. Donald Trump's now former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, says he has no regrets despite being fired yesterday. That move came as Trump faces pressures from his closest advisors to reset his struggling campaign.
Inside Trump headquarters right now, they are hoping that this is the first day of a new world, one without a volatile person in charge, whom sources said spun Trump up on all the wrong things and made it hard to hire staff and build a legitimate general election campaign.
Correspondent Dana Bash. Attorney General Loretta Lynch prepares to meet today in Orlando, Florida, with prosecutors, first responders, and families of the victims of the nightclub shootings. Lynch is scheduled to appear alongside Lee Bentley, the U.S. attorney in Orlando, who's overseeing the investigation. Think you have trouble finding a parking place? The Montgomery County Council is trying to figure out where to put over 400 school buses now parked on land they want to get rid of.
The Shady Grove redevelopment's been planned for almost a decade now, but the county council's no closer to finding a new place to park the school buses.
It's a challenge. Folks don't like buses near them. We need a fair amount of land to accommodate them.
County Council President Nancy Florey.
There's concern about it. There's not a lot of support for these sites.
Why would you adversely impact an existing community to benefit a community that's not even here yet?
Rockville Mayor Bridget Newton says they're against the sites currently on the table, including at Westmore Avenue.
It is within 50 feet of homes on Ashley Drive.
She says the county needs to stop pitting neighborhoods against each other. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of the Montgomery County Council is also set to propose legislation she says would bring more balance to the county's collective bargaining process. But unions representing county workers oppose the bill, which Nancy Florine plans to introduce today. The Montgomery County Council also holds a hearing in Rockville this evening on a bill to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Under the existing law, the minimum is scheduled to rise to $10.75 an hour in just a couple of weeks on July 1st, then again to $11.50 an hour next July 1st. The Quicken Loans National Golf Tournament is this week at Bethesda's Congressional Country Club. Today it's the practice rounds. Tournament play actually starts Thursday. Turnout's expected to be strong, even though Tiger Woods won't be playing due to injury. Now, if you're going...
They can't bring bags, no computers or laptops, obviously no fireworks or laser pointers. Montgomery County. No lawn or oversized chairs, no pets, obviously no weapons.
And if you are driving, you must use one of the official tournament lots and take the shuttle in. A College Park man has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for fraudulently claiming nearly $8 million in tax refunds. 49-year-old Charles Parker Jr.'s prison term will then be followed by 3 years of supervised release. The age of the drone may be a step closer. The FAA is expected to announce as early as today the creation of a new category of rules for covering drones that weigh less than 55 pounds. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,805. The Nasdaq at 48,37. Sports: Clayton Kershaw shuts down the Nats as they lose to the Dodgers. The O's lose in Texas. And the NHL says the Caps will open next season, October 13th, in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays that will get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-4-KIDS. That's 877-CARS-4-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com.
Achoo!
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news getting in through town. New York Avenue inbound. As you come up to Florida Avenue, the broken down finally towed out of there. Looking at delays, though, as you head in through town, coming through Chevrolet on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway near 202 and 50, almost back to the Beltway near 410. Now, keep in mind, too, those are two of the arteries that will pick up the extra commuters under our SafeTrack surge number two. Also, DC 295 southbound, we've had two separate incidents out of the way, but heavy as you come off of 50 and the B-Dub past East Capitol Street. Suitland Parkway, the volume with us as you pass Route 5 down past Alabama Avenue toward MLK Avenue, but nothing reported along the way. Now, 395 getting better coming off the Beltway. Had the minor crash in the HOV lanes. They had cleared that to the shoulder. Toll road coming inbound, slow to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway. 66 inside the Beltway, the crash near Westmoreland Street, that's been cleared. And Metro Rail, they're still dealing with the power outage problem. Red Line trains are temporarily bypassing Medical Center, again, due to the station power outage. Bus service is available. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little rough today, especially for the afternoon commute. Scattered storms around. May have a couple of around this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms could pack some gusty winds and maybe some hail. Heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning, 88. Thunderstorms will end early tonight, then clearing, 69. Wednesday, sunshine, some clouds, and a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Burke, 73 in Gaithersburg, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. What would Britain's exit from the EU mean for the U.S.? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. This morning, Katie Pavlich from Town Hall Media and a Fox News contributor is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson, and we're all the better for it. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey, Larry.
See, now it's the 7 o'clock hour. Things start to liven up around here. No more yawning there, Katie.
Yeah, I haven't been yawning.
He hasn't been yawning. I've been yawning a little bit. Coming up at 8:05, Niels Lesniewski from Roll Call will be here to talk about yesterday's votes on the Senate floor on gun control that went nowhere. Also, congressional baseball game this week. Roll Call sponsors that. Niels will give us a little preview. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. Joining us right now, the one and only Scotty Nell Hughes, she of the unofficial Trump spokesperson communications office. You've got like your own shadow communications office going there, Scotty, with you and your other big fans of Donald Trump. How are you? It's good to talk to you, Scotty.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. And Katie, I hope you're enjoying the microphone. And I know you. You have way too much energy to be yawning. I think Larry was just trying to slander you in some way.
I was making her look
bad. He was projecting his own responsibility of yawns on myself.
There's no yawning in morning radio.
What are you, Bernie Sanders? Come on now. We don't project our fault onto others.
Scotty, what's going on in the Trump campaign? Big shakeup yesterday. And I know that you're a big fan of Corey Lewandowski. What's happened there? And are you concerned about the future?
No, I'm absolutely not. I mean, this is what happens when campaigns grow. This is what a lot of Republicans have been very insecure about, have been very shaky about. They felt like there wasn't a national campaign operation ready to go. And Corey did an amazing job. I mean, he accomplished what many people would think would be impossible. Took a non-traditional candidate, had him go through a very tough, brutal, probably one of the bloodiest type of primary seasons I've ever seen, and emerge at the top. Now he's going up against this Clinton monster machine that we all know was going to fire up, especially with Obama and Biden and Elizabeth Warren. And so now it is time for this transition. I think Mr. Trump realized that.
So Scotty, my question is, you're talking about moving into a different phase of the campaign, having the general election campaign ready to go. We got some fundraising totals yesterday, and Donald Trump only has $1.3 million cash ready for the campaign. Hillary Clinton has more than $40 million cash on hand. So if we're serious about running a general election campaign, what's the path forward to get these numbers up?
Well, and absolutely. And you also get the Clinton campaign has 685 staff members, and the Trump campaign has 69. And that has been the story since the very beginning. Trump has always ran his size of his campaign and the money involved at considerably less than the other candidates in their spending. And
so what's the strategy to win the general election based on having a smaller staff and little funding at this point?
Well, when did we as Republicans complain about accomplishing the same goal with smaller money, smaller budgets, and smaller staff? Aren't we the ones that are always complaining about this bureaucracy of government?
But how do you win?
Well, why does
these
money
numbers
have to win? It's the same reason how we were able to win the primary, because it doesn't take glossy ads. It doesn't sit here and take every day that an American worker picks up their paycheck and they realize that more is being taken out for taxes. The cost of living is going up. They're either paying too much, double to triple their insurance if they're still able to have it. That right there is the best campaign commercial for
right.
the GOP and the Donald Trump organization.
Well, yeah,
reality is our commercial.
Scotty, you got to get that message out, though. And I think what Katie's getting at, and I think that's what a concern of many people observing the campaign, is this. You're right. He was able, one primary at a time, with the staff that he had and the funding that he had, one state at a time, he was able to win the GOP primary and get the nomination. But come Election Day in November, you've got to run 50 campaigns all at once. It's just mathematically impossible to do that job with the same number of people that won stretched across a six-month period.
If we're moving away from primary to general, how are we actually changing strategy?
And where's the money coming from?
Well, I think you're going to see the money continue to come in. Let's talk about this past 4 days. He did go on his fundraising spree through Texas, through Las Vegas, he did some things in California, and he put 100% of that back into the RNC. I agree. It would be great to have this huge staff and to have all of this budget. But there's a little bit of a difference going into it. And up until now, he self-funded himself to a certain extent. And so when you're writing that check out of your own bank account, you're probably obviously a lot more careful with that than we saw other politicians do with donations that come through super PACs or through their website. Now it's a different game. And I think that's why some people stepped in and said, it's time to grow this campaign. It's time to grow our staff. It's time to focus on some key states. I know there will be hirings in those key states almost immediately. And that is the one, as much as you're right, I am a friend of Corey, but I do think now that it's just going to be Mr. Trump, then Paul Manafort, who is a very seasoned traditional campaign expert and has had victories in the past, I think you're going to see that growth that will make a lot of Republicans feel more confident in their nominee.
So it was time. All right, let me switch off of this and talk a little bit about Trump on policy. Coming after the Orlando terror attacks, I think a lot of people thought that this was an issue, as tragic as it was, that could actually play into some of Donald Trump's strengths with regard to his frank speaking about radical Islamic terrorism, about actually providing some national security solutions. And instead, he fell into the trap of talking about gun control and so-called assault weapons. And I've read your book, Scotty No Hughes, Roar, and you're a pretty passionate advocate of the Second Amendment, and it sounded to me like your candidate was at odds with some of the things that you believed. What did he do there, and what's your response?
Well, here's the thing about Trump. Nothing he said regarding the terror watch, that there's not an American, whether you're on the right or the left, that believes someone who is a suspected terrorist or on that terrorist watch list should be able to get a gun. The difference is you put the no-fly list in and you take away due process. As Katie pointed out the other night on Fox News, that's the big issue. You don't want to take that away. The NRA has said we do not agree that someone on the terror watch list should be able to walk in and automatically be able to buy a gun. We universally, Republicans and Democrats alike, we all agree on that. And yet you have the four bills that were taken down yesterday because they were amendments, not clean bills that were going to address the issue. Plus, Republicans realize that if we sit there and give in just an inch, they take a mile. And they're going after a gun that is less powerful. It just looks much more scary than a traditional hunting rifle. So we can see all the lies and all the propaganda that's being spit, so everybody automatically shuts down. Mr. Trump took that initial thing. It was like, listen, I'm going to go along with the NRA, the terror list. Most people do not realize the terror watch list and the no-fly list are two different things. No-fly list takes away your due process because most people don't realize they're on there, and there are so many mistakes on there, think it was like an election roster for the Democrats in Memphis.
Scotty, one issue that we've seen this week in the aftermath of Orlando is a lot of pushback on Donald Trump's making – the issue about himself, his tweet about saying, you know, I appreciate your commentary about my stance on radical Islam. Thank you, but I don't want credit. He still was patting himself on the back and letting his ego get ahead of him rather than actually winning on the issue, which is in his kind of his ballpark. Do you think that he's going to be able to, moving forward with the new campaign in a general election, take himself out of the equation so that we can focus on the issues?
I think so, and I think to a certain extent. I think it'll be interesting to see these next few days as Paul Manafort steps up, and I think as his children. I mean, let's take it. The truth is, the best influencers on him are his children. And I think finally they said, listen, it was okay to have this type of, when it was working, when he was ahead in the polls by double digits, when you saw this great momentum. Now that they've had a couple little setbacks, then I think, yes. I mean, it's amazing how quickly that can have an impact on you. Mr. Trump has always said, in business, you have to adapt and to a different environment as it's changing. The environment is changing, and he's starting to see the effects. And I think you will see him adapt to that environment. Right. And hopefully it will make those that are insecure feel a little bit better.
We got to leave it there, Scotty. No cues.
It's Scotty's birthday.
It is Scotty's birthday today. Happy birthday, Scotty.
Happy
birthday.
You
got my birthday present.
I didn't know our birthdays were so close. That's very exciting. Happy birthday. Are your kids going to take you to see Finding Dory, or did you already see it?
No, I want to.
Oh, you need
to
see it.
I can do a swim meet all day, but you guys are like my birthday cake without the calories.
Oh, right back at you, Scotty. Always good to have you.
Thank you.
Scotty Nell Hughes there, ladies and gentlemen. She's relentlessly pro-Trump, and we love that about her. It's 7. Oh, my gosh, how did it get to be 7:16? It's all that birthday talk. Let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the WM and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Say it's your birthday. All right, let's head east on 66, and it's just been about the stop and go in through Manassas, Bear Oaks, and we're much better through Falls Church. Eastbound crash near Westmoreland Street, that is gone, and I'm not seeing any eastbound delays there remaining. Now for 95, rush hour still on, leaving Stafford to Quia, Dale City to Woodbridge and Lorton, on to the Beltway Interloop and Annandale volume. We're doing okay through Tyson's and past the toll road. Top side of the Beltway jammed in Maryland from 95 to Georgia Avenue. And here we go to the Wilson Bridge. You know the routine. Route 5 from Branch Avenue to the bridge. Now, seeing just a little bit of volume on the outer loop north of Central Avenue. Yesterday, that really filled in heading up toward New Carrollton and Greenbelt, an area where we see a lot of extra commuters due to safe track surge number 2. And just to note, on Metro Rail, the Red Line trains are still bypassing Medical Center due to a power outage. They have bus shuttle services set up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated thunderstorms this morning and then mostly cloudy during the day. Maybe get some afternoon thunderstorms today. Maybe a few of them severe. So keep it here on WMAL as we keep an eye on the storms, as we always do here on Where Washington Comes to Talk. And then tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening. Clear skies after midnight with a low of 69. Tomorrow, generally sunny skies, a few afternoon clouds. Tomorrow's high is 89. Right now, 75 degrees at 7:17.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
With Corey, I'm really proud of him. He did a great job, but we're going to go a little bit of a different route.
Right. So it's a different style. It's a different style, and you're bringing
in
some...
A little different style, okay. Yeah. All right, a little different style.
A little different style. It's going to be time for a new campaign, Donald Trump told Bill O'Reilly last night. Time for a different kind of campaign. So Corey Lewandowski's out. Time for a different kind of campaign. I want to hear from you, 888-630-9625. You are now appointed unofficially, through your expertise as a regular WMAL listener, as the new campaign manager for the next 30 minutes on the Trump campaign. What's your advice? If you could tell Donald Trump one thing about this new kind of campaign that he's going to start running, what would it be? 888-630-WMAL. Personally, it's got to be a two-pronged effect here, Katie Pavlich. Raise some money and stay on message. And if it means getting someone else to stay on message for you and getting someone else who can speak on behalf of the campaign, then do that. But right now, the combination of Donald Trump sort of going off on tangents and not staying on message, and some of his surrogates not really being our previous guest, Scotty Nell Hughes, doesn't actually work for the campaign, so I'm leaving her out of it. But some of the people who do actually work for the campaign, I don't think are very effective spokespeople for him. And To me, it's all about communications, being on television, being able to make the message for your candidate, for your agenda, and against Hillary Clinton. And I don't see them doing that.
Right. I mean, so far, as we like to revisit the primary as a roaring success for Trump, yes, his surrogates were successful in the primary. But moving forward, I think the biggest issue isn't necessarily the people speaking on his behalf. I think it's Donald Trump himself. He is his own worst enemy. He truly believes that the way that he won the primary is the way that he can win a general election. And maybe he's right. Polling doesn't reflect that at this moment. We've been talking about all morning how the Orlando aftermath should have been something that was beneficial to him in the sense of his response. And yet the American public thinks that he responded to it more poorly than Hillary Clinton did. And so that comes as a result of him putting himself in the middle of it, as he tweeted saying, you know, thank you for the credit, but I don't want credit. There we have him again putting himself in the middle of it. It's the same reason he got himself in trouble with the Mexican judge comment, because he made it all about him, right? So if he can take himself out of it, focus on Hillary Clinton, then maybe we can get somewhere. But until then, I think that he's going to cause his own problems.
Let me just be a devil's advocate here on this issue of, oh, he made the Orlando shootings all about him. Let me just say something. Since December, since the San Bernardino terror attacks, when Donald Trump came out and said, you know what, we have no idea who's in this country. We have no screening. This president and Hillary Clinton, they want to increase by multiples of like 10 or 100 the number of Syrian refugees, where we have no idea where they're coming from. We have no idea who they are. Could we maybe put a pause on this whole bring, you know, any Muslim from any war-torn terrorist country into the United States without ever screening them? Could we stop that, please? And he was relentlessly hammered. Mm-hmm. By his own party, he was hammered, saying, oh, you're racist, and this goes against every principle that we have, and we can't have a ban on Muslims. And so now we have this terror attack by a guy who's connected to an Afghan-born parent who was still running for president of the Taliban or something while he was here in America. And this guy is a jihadist, and this president has allowed this thing to grow here on our shores. And for a moment, Trump said, yeah, you know what? Y'all came after me, didn't you? But look, I was right. And now we got blood on the floor in a dance club in Orlando. Could we get serious about ISIS for a minute? I don't think that's making it about himself as much as pushing back against relentless attacks.
I actually agree with him on the things that he said about, you know, knowing who's coming here and not taking in, you know, random people from countries where we don't know where they're coming from, especially when ISIS says they're going to take advantage of the refugee stream.
Right.
However, but in the aftermath of Orlando specifically, when he says, thanks for the credit, that I don't want credit, even if he's right, that serves as a distraction and as something people can criticize him for. So if he can stick to the issues and come back and say, I was right on the stuff before, rather than make it about himself, I think he'll be more successful.
All right. Rob in Germantown, stay there. I want to hear you have an interesting suggestion for the Trump campaign. We'll get to you in a moment. It's 722 on WMAL.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I want to first start on the rails. Better news on the Metro Rail Red Line at Medical Center. They had been dealing with the power outage. Power restored, and crews tell me they are no longer bypassing those Red Line trains through Medical Center, and the escalators and elevators are now working, so they're trying to get back to normal. Around the Beltway we go, topside, Maryland, heading from College Park to Silver Spring, slow, south on 95. Find that volume to merge south down onto the Capitol Beltway. For 29, I'm seeing delays still persisting through White Oak and down toward Lockwood Drive and into Four Corners. Had a crash that was reported along the way. Still not finding it in the cameras, but be careful. You might see fire and rescue responding. And on 50, BW Parkway slows to DC 295. Suitland Parkway heavy this morning before you get to Route 5, heading off and on toward DC 295. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May get a little rough in spots today. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:26 on WMAL. Katie Pavlich is in for Brian Wilson, and we're talking about the shakeup in the Trump campaign. What are your recommendations if you were the campaign manager for a day? What would you say to Donald Trump? Rob in Germantown, you're on WMAL. Go, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
In the context of it's not about me, go to the convention with an open convention for vice president. Don't name one yourself. Let the party choose the candidate for you.
Ooh, and let it be a floor fight, a floor battle. But what? But what if the party picks someone who like undermines Donald Trump?
It's Donald Trump, with his personality and the way that he campaigns. Who could really undermine him and take over that message?
Well, I don't know if they can take over the message, but they can certainly distract. What do you think, Katie? Is that a good idea to just let the party have it be a free-for-all?
Sure.
You pick my running mate.
Why not? I mean, but as we already mentioned earlier in the show, we believe the Trump campaign has chosen their VP.
Yeah, this is an interesting.
They just have not named them.
If you read between the lines, one of many of the reports about Corey Lewandowski's ouster yesterday is that they had a meeting in the morning, and a whole bunch of grievances were laid forth about problems with the campaign, and the Donald turned to the Corey and said, what do you think, Corey? How can we fix this? And the only solution he had was, well, let's leak the name of the VP pick, which, of course, tells us they have their VP pick.
Right.
They've vetted it. They've decided. They've determined who it is. They're about a month out, but they've got it. Who do you think it is?
Chris Christie. Really? Someone has to get Trump's McDonald's during the day.
No, it's 7:28 on WMAL.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Liz on Twitter sums up her advice for Donald Trump in two words, Katie Pavlich: quit tweeting. Probably
good advice.
Not bad advice there at all. Coming up, should parents let their teenagers go to a concert alone? I'm asking because I was that dad who went to a concert with my kids. I'll tell you my experience and take your calls after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Sources are telling CNN Now it was Donald Trump's children who helped push Corey Lewandowski out of his job as campaign manager.
What happened? Why were you fired?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
But the answer, according to multiple GOP sources, is Donald Trump's lagging poll numbers, lack of campaign infrastructure, plus heated power struggles, which all led Trump's family to say enough.
Sources who I've talked to and others have talked to said that they described you as a hothead and that you just didn't treat people right. What do you say to that?
Look, I think I'm a very intense person, and my expectation is perfection, because I think that's what Mr. Trump deserves.
Correspondent Dana Bash reporting. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is scheduled to deliver a speech today on the economy. And judging by the results of the latest CNN ORC poll, Clinton has some real work to do in that regard.
Her speech here in Ohio today is an answer to one of the problems that she's facing. If you look at the latest CNN ORC poll, where voters are asked, who do you think would do the best job when it comes to the economy? Hillary Clinton is trailing by 8 points. Donald Trump gets 51%, Hillary Clinton at 43%. This is a big deficit when you're talking about the issue that voters say matters to them the most, and that the Clinton campaign thinks will ultimately be the issue that motivates the most in November.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. As Montgomery County leaders consider raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020, the county council will hold a hearing on that proposal tonight in Rockville. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,805, the NASDAQ at 48,37. Sports, the Dodgers behind Clayton Kershaw beat the Nationals. The Orioles lose to the Rangers, and the new NHL schedule comes out today. The Caps will open October 13th in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you worry about going broke in retirement? If so, you're not alone. This is one of the most common fears among Americans today. The good news, though, is that by putting the right financial plan in place now, you can help avoid the possibility of going bankrupt in retirement. And the great news is that the Mutual Fund Store can help you with that for free. Join us on June 22nd in the D.C. area for our free live event, The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan. At this event, we'll shine a light on some of the most unexpected financial risks in retirement that many people don't think about, and show you how to help fill the potential gaps in your financial plan. You'll also get a chance to hear financial advice directly from our local advisors. The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan, taking place on June 22nd in the D.C. area, is free, but you have to register now to attend because the list is filling up fast. So get to MutualFundStore.com and click on our live events button to reserve your seat now, or call 703-288-6988 to get registered today.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear,
I understand. And by that, I mean I see high fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And getting in through town, let's take the 50 inside the Beltway near 410, almost back to the Beltway. So from 410 off and on to New York Avenue, on to DC 295. Currently lanes open. Earlier broken down inbound New York at Florida, gone, thank goodness. On 202, your delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your delays beginning before you get to 202 onto Kenilworth Avenue. Heavy over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Same story over the 14th Street Bridge heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, but currently lanes are reported open. Dealing with our second problem, Virginia 395 this morning. First, the crash near Edsel Road was cleared out of the travel lanes. Now we have a broken down as you try to push through Landmark between Duke Street and Seminary Road, waiting for a tow truck there. 66, the volume with us through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and now starting to see some of those delays through Falls Church. Heavy over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, George Washington Parkway. It's been about the volume south of 123. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms on the front rolling in, could be severe, especially this afternoon. May have some isolated thunderstorms early today. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Gusty winds and hail possible. Heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Woodbridge, 77 in Hyattsville, 76 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here alongside Katie Pavlich in for a vacationing. Brian Wilson, Katie, of course, from townhall.com and a Fox News contributor. Good to have you, Katie.
Good morning. Howdy, howdy.
Coming up at 8:05, we're going to check in with Roll Call and find out about yesterday's big votes on gun control that went down the toilet. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama said.
All right, the teens in the back of your car just sat forward and said, oh, hey, whoa, no longer listening to talk radio? It's 21 Pilots. They got really excited just now. All the teens and tweens in your car got excited because that's 21 Pilots, one of the hottest up-and-coming bands. They've been around for a few years, but they're really, really hot right now. I know this because I went to their concert Sunday night. That's why I wasn't here yesterday morning. And by the way, a big thank you to Lisa and to Rick for sitting in for us. But I'm at the concert, Katie. And I'm chaperoning my. Why is that funny?
I just you at a 21 Pilots concert. This is great. Larry is wearing his T-shirt from a concert,
shirt,
which I
right
said
now.
He's probably spent way too much money on.
21 Pilots, yo. So I'm there. I've got my 16 and a half year old daughter and my 14 and a half year old daughter, and I was not going to let them go alone to a concert. So I go with them, and I'm there, and I'm enjoying it. And I'm looking around, and I realized that about 20 minutes into the concert, I realized that I was one of the few parents there. Now, a hot mom, one row away from me, there's always the hot mom there. There was a hot mom who's a little younger than me. She turned around and said, wow, Dad, you get credit, man. You're here on Father's Day, and you're really doing, you're really great for being here with your daughters. And I looked over at my daughters, and they kind of rolled their eyes. They gave me the teenage girl eye roll.
This isn't about you, Dad.
Exactly.
This is about me.
And I realized at that moment, I'm going back to my teenage years, and I'm thinking, okay, I saw The Clash opened for The Who at the L.A. Coliseum. I saw Jethro Tull, believe it or not. Great concert, by the way. I saw Oingo Boingo. All when I was 15, 16 years old. My dad didn't go. He didn't chaperone me. Was this a bad thing? How do you let your kids go to concerts on your own? on their own.
You're a guy, though.
Or do you go with them? 888-630-9625. I want to hear from you. Did I do the wrong thing? Am I suddenly one of those parents? Am I that guy? Am I a helicopter dad for making sure that I was there at a concert with my daughters? 888-630-WMAL. You think it's a gender thing?
I think there's a difference between a 16-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl and the type of level of, you know, helicoptering that you want to engage in. If I was a father and I had daughters, yes, I would be more likely to want to chaperone them to a concert for obvious reasons. I think that I'd feel probably more comfortable if I had a boy and he was off at a concert.
All right. But
I know that's completely sexist.
Yeah, it's okay. We do that here. You were a teenage girl once.
I was.
Much more recently than I was. In fact, I've never been a teenage girl.
Thank goodness.
Did your parents let you go to concerts?
I didn't really live in a place where a lot of concerts came to town. I mean, I went to a couple concerts with my dad when I was younger, not a teenager. But I think they probably would have said
Billy Ray Cyrus?
No, like Reba McEntire and Brooks and Dunn and that kind of stuff. But I think they probably would have said no.
Your parents would not have let you go for mm-hmm. safety reasons.
Nope.
All right. See here... I'll be honest. The one reason that I really wanted to go was, you know, I've been to concerts before, and generally speaking, you get that little whiff of the funny cigarette flying around. And oftentimes, my memory from when I was a teenager at these concerts was that oftentimes people are very generous and things get passed around.
Well, I've been to a couple concerts out at Jiffy Lube, and let me tell you, the teenagers who are drunk on the lawn, they're aplenty.
See, that's the thing, and I do trust my kids' character that they would say no, but I have insurance that they would say no if I'm standing there.
Right.
And I didn't want it to happen on my watch, not out here, not in that way, no how. Okay, Joe in Columbia, you're first up on WMAL. Am I an out of control helicopter dad for chaperoning my kids to their concert?
Absolutely not. However, what Katie said is 1,000,000,000% correct. My son is about 9 years older than my two daughters, and I let him go. I took him because he had gotten straight A's. I got him tickets, third row, I think it was, to the Patriots Center to see the Stone Temple Pilots back in the day.
Yeah.
And I took him down there with his girlfriend, let them go in, and then I turned around and went and... I was in law school in the evenings, actually, back then, and I turned around and I went and studied in some Roy Rogers or something and let them do their thing for 2.5 hours or whatever it was. Now, my daughters, totally different. I took them to Nissan Pavilion down there, and when Kelly Clarkson first won her American Idol thing, that was their show.
Right.
I took them to see the Goo Goo Dolls. We saw Dave Matthews twice. We saw... The Crows, Counting Crows.
And did you do the same thing? You just went to a fast food joint while they were in the venue, or were you like...
Oh, no, with my daughter. Are you kidding? With my daughters, my son didn't want to see any of that, and he was out of the house by then. So I just bought the best tickets, and those ones in Nissan, for instance, right down there in the orchestra with the nice padded seats, and it was the three of us together.
You were right there. All right, Joe, thanks for that. All right, I feel a little bit better. Leslie at Alexandria, you're at WMAL. What do you say, Leslie?
Good morning. I'm going to a concert tonight with my 15-year-old daughter at Jam and Java.
You are? Oh, all right. And she's not rolling her eyes or anything?
No, we love to go to concerts together. I like to listen to her music because it's good music, number one, but also because then I'm listening to her music and knowing what she's listening to.
Yeah.
But you're right. A lot of parents don't go, but... Even her friends think it's really cool that I go.
Oh, that's good. All right, Leslie. Yeah,
I'm a cool mom.
Right. Yeah. I like the cool moms. Thanks.
I like this.
Thank you,
I used to go to concerts with my dad, so I totally agree with her. I think it's a fun experience.
And you think if you were a boy, your dad would have been like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I went when I was like 9.
Oh, all right. Well, that's different.
Yeah. But,
that's different. All right. Yeah. We'll continue with your calls on this in a moment. Am I hovering over my daughters too much as I realized that I was pretty much the only Gen Xer at this 21 Pilots concert chaperoning his daughters? Am I doing it wrong or are all those other dads doing it wrong? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
By the way, I blended in with all those millennials and teens at the concert. No one knew I was a Gen Xer. Why? Because I use Genucel from Chamonix. It's the plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under your eyes. It takes years off your appearance if you use it, which I do, and I love it. And right now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely free. Neck treatment? Boy, when's the last time you had a good neck treatment, right? Here's what this stuff does. It's got powerful antioxidants, and it tightens the sensitive area of your skin, leaving it silky smooth. And, you know, your neck, it's a different kind of skin, apparently. Nothing works better, and that will be yours free when you order Genucel. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. So call now. Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free, and you're going to get free express shipping. But just try this stuff out. You'll fit into the next 21 Pilots concert you go to. They'll be like, oh, hey, what's your major? 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. It's the crazy summer sale from Chamonix. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395 crews dealing with the broken down as you head past Duke Street towards Seminary Road, and now it looks like it's linking up the delays coming north out of Newington again up through to Landmark. Once you get north on 95, if you're even trying to get to the Beltway, it's slow onto each loop, inner loop in through Annandale, outer loop over toward Eisenhower Avenue, Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5, Suitland Parkway heavy this morning as you head inbound after Silver Hill Road, off and on past Alabama Avenue. Looks like you do have a little bit more commuters there on Suitland Parkway, and we're watching arteries such as 50, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as commuters look for options under Safe Track Surge number 2. Like, we're looking okay, Beltway and through New Carrollton and Greenbelt, seeing a little bit of volume though on the increase. 270 about the volume, but we have a lot of it through Urbana, Hyattstown, Gaithersburg, and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts on the march, severe weather in the forecast, slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. We even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home. Some strong winds and hail in spots, heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees, thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing 69. Tomorrow sunshine with a few clouds, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now at 7:47.
Wish we could turn back time.
21 Pilots, it was a great concert Sunday night. Very excited for these two kids. My children, teenage daughters, have been listening to 21 Pilots for 3 years now. Now they're huge. They filled up the Hershey Park Stadium, not the giant arena. The big Hershey Park Stadium is like I had to be 40,000 there. It was very impressive.
It's like a Trump rally.
And I was one of the and I was one of the few parents there. And it struck me that perhaps I'm being a helicopter parent. I'm hovering too much over my kids. Should I have let them go to this concert on their own? Lisa in Rockville, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. When I was 13, 14, 15, I attended a lot of concerts. Rolling Stones, Alice Cooper, The Who, Led Zeppelin. I generally went with my brother, and if we paid for it, we went. Now, if I paid for tickets for my son, I went to his concerts because we both enjoyed the same type of music.
Uh-huh.
But if he paid for his own tickets and went, I'd let him go. It's a matter of they're not unsafe at a concert, so I'm not chaperoning him. It's whether you want to enjoy going with somebody.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'll be completely, let me put it all out there. Yes, I was there to make sure that they stayed out of danger and that it was safe. But also, I wanted to enjoy this moment with them. I knew how much they loved this band. I knew that it was going to be a big deal for them, and I got a kick out of.
And you're
of
also
being
a
there.
Fan. Let's admit.
I like some of their music. I do. I don't. It's no Hamilton.
No Beatles.
Connie in Port Royal. You're next up on WMAL. Hey, Connie.
Hey, how are you? No, listen. I want to say to you, Mahoo, good on you. No, you did the right thing. It's not just about the music. It's also about who your kids meet at concerts. And anybody who sees that your daughters are with a parent is not going to approach them unless it's somebody who's comfortable being around a parent.
See, that's what I thought. I thought it was an insurance policy. It was also sending the signal to the other. And once we got to our seats, I gave them distance. I went and got a beer, you know.
Did you
elsewhere.
See any other parents
and,
there?
There were a few, but not nearly as many as there should have been. Mary, I love that there are so many moms calling in on this. By the way, thank you, moms, for giving me your feedback. Mary in Damascus, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Mary.
Yes. I went with my kids to concerts, lots of them, and it was at the Capitol Center at the time, and they passed drugs around unbelievably.
Yeah.
But I didn't sit with them, and I did the same thing at the movies. At the concerts, I would sit so I wouldn't embarrass them,
yeah.
But I could keep an eye on them.
That is great, Mary. And by the way, that reminds me. So last summer, their big present was Neon Trees. They loved Neon Trees, and Neon Trees played the 9:30 Club. All right, it's the 9:30 Club.
Club.
Stuff happens at the 9:30 Club. So I get them in there, and we get into the venue, and I stood up. It's actually kind of funny. James Hewitt, Hugh Hewitt's son, came with me because I wanted someone to talk to, and I figured he'd enjoy it.
Is he the Marine, isn't he?
Is he what?
Is he a Marine?
No, you're thinking of another.
Marlin.
Marlin. Okay. So anyway, James and I are upstairs at the 9:30 Club up in the balcony, and I said to my daughters, "You can go ahead. You're on your own. Go ahead and do whatever." Of course, I had a bird's eye view. I was like,
upstairs. Right.
I did not, but I said, James, you have one job. Don't let my daughters out of your sight tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
And we stood up there in the balcony at the 9:30 Club and watched them, and they were good. They didn't do anything bad. They didn't sip anyone else's drink, you know, or anything like that. But that's what I went with them, but I let them be on their own, and I'm a little overbearing, aren't I?
I don't think so.
I'm a little possessive.
They'll appreciate it in the future, believe me.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Believe me.
It'll be tremendous. It's 7:51 on WMAL.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
It's 7:53. Time to check in with CNBC Business Desk with John Lesher, who knows everything that's going to happen on Wall Street today. John, what's going to happen?
Well, I hope I do. Good morning. Fed Chair Janet Yellen gives her semi-annual report on the economy to Congress this morning. The central bank is concerned about a slowdown in the pace of job creation and global developments. It does note that the housing market is improving, and to underscore that, Lennar, the second biggest U.S. home builder, says this morning its second quarter profit rose a higher than expected 19% on more sales and at higher prices. PwC has released a forecast of employer health insurance insurance trends for 2017. It sees medical costs rising 6.5%, with high price costs for specialty drugs stabilizing. The Obama administration is on the verge of approving routine commercial use of small drones. It's been struggling for years to write rules that would protect public safety and free the benefits of this new technology. The futures are higher this morning. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, everyone's breaking down this morning. Inner loop of the Beltway, and I'm talking cars. Inner loop just north of the toll road near the Georgetown Pike. It was in the center roadway on 395 heading through Landmark, the broken down pickup truck between Duke Street and Seminary Road. VDOT crews tell me it's over to the shoulder. It's out of camera sight, so you should find lanes open. But I'm looking at delays coming out of Newington up onto 395, heavy again over the 14th Street Bridge, and on the lower 14th Street and the freeway. Now, here's what's going on DC 295. We're slow in each direction. Northbound delays near the Naval Research Lab. Jammed to get over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, VDOT crews were dealing with a crash, and now on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel for an accident. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
May get a little rough in spots today. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 7:57.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Murphy, he was right. If something can go wrong, it will. If anything simply cannot go wrong, it will anyway. If you perceive there are four possible ways that a procedure can go wrong and circumvent all these, then a fifth way, unprepared for, will promptly develop. And, the chance of bread falling, buttered side down, is directly proportional to the cost of the carpet. In my business, heating and air conditioning, it translates like this. If your air conditioner can break down, it will. And it'll do so during your daughter's birthday party. I'm not sure nature always sides with the hidden flaw, but if Murphy does rear his head in your home this summer, remember my stand-up guys from Snell. Professional, polite, and punctual. With the know-how to restore your family's comfort.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C.
And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all.
We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with Niels Lesniewski of Roll Call to find out what happened with those Senate votes on gun control. And then Larry Kudlow.